our basic schools have reopened, and some pupils, especially those in the private schools, have full complement of their teaching and learning materials. However, in some public schools, besides infrastructural challenges, pupils will have to borrow books from neighboring schools to facilitate teaching and learning. Teachers as well as students, on the other hand, have to walk about 8 kilometers each day to and from school. Rebecca Ekpe has been finding out from some officials of the Whole Education Directorate and head of a deprived school, Aklamakpetoy LA Primary School in Ho in the Volta region, how their challenges are being addressed.
Aklamakpetoy, as we are all aware, is one of the remote schools in the whole municipality. And they are actually lacking so many things, like the furniture is also one of them. The classroom blocks are not up to the standard. Staffing is also a problem. According to the headmaster, they are even understaffed. They still need some teachers for the DSS. They didn't have adequate teaching learning materials as well.
Now, you are from the directorate, Mr. Tikudu. If you said they do not have teaching and learning materials, is that not the responsibility of your department? Not directly, but I mean from the municipal office.
Yeah.
Why do they not have teaching and learning materials?
But I am here with one of the senior officers. I am only the municipal sped coordinator. Let me direct this question to the officer.
Head of a position in the municipality.
What I'm picking from the ground where you are at the Aklamakpetoy MA Basic School is that there are no teaching and learning materials. What are you doing about this particular situation, Mr. Agbajete?
We are making arrangements for them to liaise with their sister schools to collect some of these teaching learning materials, especially textbooks. We learned from the head that he has already started with one of the schools in town, that is Nive, to borrow some textbooks to be used in teaching the GHS. It's a deprived area, and it is not connected to the national grid, that is electricity, for them to maybe use laptops. They are in need of a solar laptop. And, you know, the capitation grant is one of the areas where we can use money to buy this TLM. They have not accessed capitation grants since last year.
Mr. Headmaster Victor Toto, you must be given a pat on the back working in a remote area like that. I have personally been to the school, so I know what is there.
We were told we will be given laptops. Up to now, we couldn't have them. Also, we are facing problems in walking from Nive to Aklamakpetoy, 4 kilometers in, 4 kilometers back every day. So we need motorbikes, yes.
So basically you walk about 4 kilometers to and from school?
Yeah, 8 kilometers a day.
The education office promised you certain things, but they still haven't brought them in.
Yes, they promised giving us motorbikes, but up to now. We are here for 8 years now. Nothing is done.
Have you gotten any feedback from them since they are there at the compound? Have you let them understand that they still haven't brought what they need to bring, as promised?
Oh, they've been promising, but they don't fulfill the promises, so we don't know how to do.